Hey everybody, welcome back to the channel. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for watching. Back in the swing of things, if you were not at GOALS, Gun Owners of America's first ever annual convention, was over in Knoxville, Tennessee. You missed a good one. Make sure you plan for next year. To everybody I met, it was my pleasure and my honor. And it was really fun to drop our new product to the public, our ready-to-drink cold brew cans. This is the blueberry. We also do a cold brew latte, and the response from y'all was amazing. Thank you. We're going to talk about some representatives who have violated firearms law, and I want to know if you think that this might lead to help in destroying this particular law. What am I talking about? Well, Victoria Spartz is the Republican representative in Congress from Indiana. She's one of them, and she's running for re-election right now. And she was criminally charged after, allegedly, bringing a firearm into a TSA checkpoint at the Washington Dulles Airport in D.C. Now, while that incident happened back in late June, she's getting a little flack over what she said regarding that issue on Tuesday. Now, I got to spend some time with Rep. Spartz yesterday, and from our conversation, I really, really think she is one of the good ones. We know there's not many, but I think she is. Before I jump into this situation and get into the nitty-gritty, I want to thank Lear Capital for sponsoring the video. You guys and gals know I've been dealing with Lear for a long time. They're a trusted name in the world of precious metals investing. Well, recently, Kevin McDermott, who is the founder of Lear, assisted the FBI in a nationwide gold theft ring by providing key information that helped save customers millions of dollars. I chose Lear to help educate my viewers about the strategic need to own gold. It protects me and you against the enormous financial challenges that we face today and likely will for years to come. And it's frustrating, right? Lear has taught me that hope is not a financial strategy, but gold is. So if you want to own gold or silver, I recommend you call the good people over at Lear Capital. It's 1-800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. Get the free information. Ask them those tough questions that you're ready to type into this comment field. They are ready to talk to you. There's no pressure to buy. You can also click on the link below and watch the FAQ video I did with Kevin where he answers some questions that you, my viewers, sent to me. I recommend checking that out. 800-260-5075 or LearGG.com. Now let's get into what happened here with Rep. Spartz. She was charged, like I said, on Friday, June 28th, with a weapons violation at the Dulles International Airport. And TSA officials discovered this 380 caliber firearm, Kel-Tec, in her carry-on luggage during a security screening. The firearm was unloaded. She did not have any magazines or ammunition, and the airport authorities took possession of the weapon. She was charged under Virginia gun laws, specifically 18.2-287.01, which prohibits carrying of any firearm or weapon inside an airport terminal. Now, the charge is classified as a Class 1 misdemeanor, which can result in up to a year in jail and a fine of $2,500. Now, Spartz issued a statement explaining that she accidentally carried the empty handgun in her suitcase with no magazines or bullets, and she didn't realize that it was in a pocket of her suitcase while going through the security checkpoint at Dulles. She was issued a citation and continued on her international flight to her meeting in Europe. Now, Spartz has served two terms in Congress and recently secured the Republican nomination for a third term after defeating nine other candidates in the May primary. She initially planned to leave Congress at some point last year, but decided to continue her political career vowing to fight against that deep state that we hate so much. She's up for re-election in November, obviously. Now, you're probably asking what she said about this incident that's causing her to get flack over it, right? We probably see eye to eye in this one that having a gun anywhere in our country that is covered by the United States Constitution, and that is everywhere, that our rights exist everywhere, including the one right that most people on the left hate the most, and that is our right to keep and bear arms. At least that's what I think, right? That's what the Constitution says, and that's exactly what it means. Now, on Tuesday, she had a town hall meeting where she said this, quote, Congress people should probably be allowed to carry a gun anywhere, especially in Virginia. She added, criminal activity is bad in Washington, and there is no security for Congress people. Now, some people are upset about that, and on its face value, yes, I agree. It's not just Congress people, it's all of us. We, the people, should be able to carry everywhere to keep ourselves safe because crime is terrible. But there are other reasons why people can carry firearms as well. Now, she's not the first member of Congress to have a gun in her bags as they went through the TSA checkpoint. In fact, former North Carolina Congressman Madison Cawthorn did it twice. In July of 2021, he had a 9mm Glock in his carry-on bag, the same bag that he says he also uses as a range bag. Now, that happened at the Asheville Regional Airport, literally just over the mountain outside of my house, not far away from here. And he was not charged in that incident and eventually got the Glock back. Well, he did it again in April of 2022. This time he had his loaded Staccato C2 in his carry-on bag at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport, which is about a 37-minute flight from here. And he was subsequently charged on that one because it was the second time, and he later pleaded guilty to a third-degree misdemeanor of possession of a dangerous weapon on city property. Now, as for Representative Spartz's comments regarding her incident at the Dulles Airport, members of Congress are able to obtain non-resident carry permits in Washington, D.C., and they can also lawfully carry their firearms in some parts of the U.S. Capitol building, while staffers and visitors cannot. Now, Virginia also recognizes Indiana's carry permits as well. They have full reciprocity for any permit in the nation. And I feel that having... For those who are newer here, I have been saying this for over a decade. I feel that having to obtain a government permission slip in order to exercise a fundamental right that is guaranteed and enshrined in the United States Constitution is illegal, right? And some people, even on our side, even on the pro-gun side, whether they're Republican or Democrat or independent, some people believe permits are lawful and legal. I just do not. We're able to have opposite opinions here in America. That's what makes this country phenomenal. Now, I did spend some time with Representative Spartz yesterday, and every question she was asked, she answered spot on related to the Second Amendment. She definitely believes in our right to keep and bear arms. Now, she is originally, and I'm not defending her on what she said, and I don't know what was in her mind when she said it, but she is originally from Ukraine, and her English is not her first language. So it is possible, if we just let our anger down, right? Roar, she said, only Congress people, roar. If we let our emotions subside a little bit, now it's possible that her comments regarding Congress members should be able to carry everywhere was in response to that specific incident that pertains specifically to her, and she was responding to that question in that specific incident. Now, again, English isn't her first language, but she is always a great, in fact, a phenomenal voice for the Second Amendment when she is part of hearings in the House Judiciary Committee, right? She knows, she was asked, she knows that we the people should not need to jump through hoops that are placed in our path by anti-gun states or any government, state, local, or federal. And like I said, she's always said the right things. She's always been very powerful when it comes to our right to keep and bear arms. On this, I'm giving her a pass. What say you? Now, I'm going off of my feeling of having her in front of me and answering questions about the Second Amendment. You know, sometimes we pass judgment on people and get caught up in our feels, as they say. But Rep. Spartz, in my observation and covering her live during the hearings in the Senate, the House Judiciary Committee, she's always been solid. In fact, if you go through the comments, she's one of the couple people, including like Jim Jordan and others, who people love. They love when she gets up and eviscerates the anti-gunners. So I think she was just answering that question as it pertains to her. She was asked about Congress members and I'm giving her a pass. What do you think? What say you? Guys and gals, it was a pleasure meeting y'all. It was by far the busiest show I have ever had, and that is awesome. I got to see so many viewers, and it was even better because it was only an hour and a half from my house in Knoxville, Tennessee. I can't wait for the second annual GOA Goals Convention next year. I'll see you then, hopefully. But you guys and gals know, stay armed. It's your right. When you need to be protecting yourself, a cop is at best about 15 minutes away. Just think of how much evil can be perpetrated in 15 minutes. I'll see you on the next one. Take care.